This podcast replay is brought to you by Welton Rayom. Call for a free consultation, 954-966-4646. At Welton Rayom, they don't get paid unless you win. Welton Rayom handles property damage claims due to a hurricane. Welton Rayom can help, 954-966-4646.
Oh, you see the new NBA trophies? They've got a new NBA Larry O'Brien trophy. It's kind of like the old one, a little bit of a twist. And then the new conference MVP trophies are called the Larry Bird MVP trophy and the Magic Johnson MVP trophy for the East and the West. That's pretty cool. And then the conference trophies, the one that the Heat is going to win on the next round, is the Bob Cousy Eastern Conference trophy. And on the West will be the Oscar Robertson Western Conference trophy. So the NBA renames their trophies and dedicates it to the greats. And I don't know if you guys saw, there was a little cut. Larry Bird goes, well, hell, the biggest honor for me would be to win that Magic Johnson trophy. And it's, in a way, you know, it's cool to see the relationship developed between Magic and Bird after we know how contentious it was. Yesterday, I finished Winning Time or whatever the hell it was called, Showtime or whatever from the Lakers, and I enjoyed it, I got to say. At first, I thought it was going to be cheesy. I told you guys this, and I was like, yeah, whatever. And then I started watching it, and it's entertaining. I don't believe any of it to be reality. I believe very, very little of this is really reality when it's all said and done. So I'm looking at it for pure entertainment purposes. All right. But we do know for real, those two did not like each other at all. Okay. No matter how contentious they make it look in the show, they really hated each other. Hell, I saw Larry Bird and Dr. J grab each other by the throat. Okay. So it was nasty back in those days. I was just talking to my wife about that last night. And I said, back in those days, rivalries were rivalries. Like, you stayed with your team forever. That's why the Bills hated the Dolphins, and the Dolphins hated the Bills and the Jets, and they hated each other because you played for the Jets for 10, 12, 15 years. You played for the Dolphins the same amount of time, and you butt heads twice a year. And free agency has completely changed sports. Because now, guys will play for the Jets, the Patriots, the Bills, and the Dolphins, all in one career. How many players can you name that have played for three or four of the teams in the same division? A lot. So it's changed. The hatred is not the same. It's just completely different. But it's really cool to see that those guys were able to put that hatred away after those heated-ass rivalries between those guys. Between the greatest rivalry in the last, I want to say, 50 years of sports. Any sport. Because no sport like basketball had Bird and Magic going up against each other for 10 years, including college. There's not an NFL teams that can say that they had a couple of stars leading their teams for 10 years separate, splitting titles. 5-3 is not splitting, but you know what I mean. They've won 8 titles combined. Are you effing kidding me? That doesn't happen in baseball. That doesn't happen in basketball. I mean, it doesn't happen in basketball either. It doesn't happen in football. It doesn't happen in hockey. It doesn't happen at any time except in the 80s between those two teams. Those of us that lived it, we are honored to have watched the greatest rivalry to ever take any sport whatsoever. You could talk about an individual rivalry and say, oh, this Red Sox-Yankees series this year was the greatest ever, if you want to do that. But there's never been a stretch of 10 years like this, ever. I don't think there ever will be another stretch like this. And to see those guys saved basketball. Oh, by the way, that show at the end, the last episode, complete bullshit. You know why? Well, One guy, which is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, is there with his girlfriend injured while Magic Johnson's playing the final game of the finals, and when he got the 40 and 20 or whatever the stats were, he was a monster. That game was on radio. It wasn't live on television. That was, the NBA was pre-recorded, the finals. So it had Magic's family watching live, which I don't think that could be true. You know what I mean? Because they can't be watching because it wasn't live on television. So that part I don't think was accurate, because I think it became live a year or two later, maybe 82 or 83 or something like that. But first, you know, last few 70s and I think into 80, 81, it might have been pre-recorded. So I think that part was inaccurate on it. But again, a bunch of that stuff is inaccurate in that show. But just in general, those guys had the most heated rivalry. They meant so much to that sport. They saved the sport, period. And to see them now at least get along is actually really, really cool, because they've meant so much to the whole sport and to so many people. You know what I mean? Those were watershed moments in the NBA. I mean, Michigan State, Indiana State alone was one hell of a game. You know what I mean? And that rivalry went for so long. It was, and I wasn't a Celtic fan and not a Laker fan, and I could care less about the two teams, but you have to be objective and you have to tip your hat to greatness. And that was just one of the great, great series of all time. And so it's really cool to see how those guys, you know, get along.